I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Check it out. You already know this your folks, Trillville.
Yes, sir.
And you already know you tune in to 92.9 The Game with who? Andy and Randy.
Yes, sir. Welcome back, man.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday, final hour brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Smoke and Joe Patrick will join us in about 20 minutes as we continue to get ready for the Falcons and the Colts. Sunday morning, live from Berlin, kickoff at 9:30. All your pregame coverage, including me and Joe, on the Wade Ford Tailgate Show begins at 5:30. We'll get to an AMA at 1:40 as well. Any question, any topic, phone lines will be open, 404-726-0929. We'll get back into the big story of the day momentarily.
Yes, I thought I had to sneeze.
Oh,
yeah,
like, that's the worst.
Yeah, like, keep talking, Andy. I think it's coming out right now. But, going playing overseas, we're talking about Berlin and the significance of where the Falcons are playing at and, you know, all the historic, things that went on in that stadium. And I was just thinking, like,
is it the same stadium?
Yeah.
Oh, that's an old-ass stadium.
Yeah, man.
That's great.
Yeah, man. But I was thinking, like, okay, so they got one in South America, obviously the London games, this one here. Have they played anywhere else regular season?
They're about to play in Spain.
Or
maybe
okay.
They did. They played in Mexico.
Oh, that's what it was. I knew it was another country. They played in Mexico. Uh-huh.
Toronto.
Oh, did they have had a Canada game?
The Bills, remember?
Yeah, that don't count. Okay. I'm talking about across the pond. Okay. I'm talking about across the water.
Well, I met the Mexico, not even.
Did Seattle play in Vancouver?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so.
But they used to always go and play in Tokyo under the preseason.
They got the scheduled and Sydney game, right?
Mm-hmm. That's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I was curious. I'm like, okay, they're doing a Sydney game. All right. Just curious until, you know, eventually they're going to have a snow game in Antarctica. Yeah, as long as the TV cameras can get down there and fans can pack a stadium.
They will
figure it out.
If the Penguins are willing to pay for tickets, they'll put a game in Antarctica.
Damn sure will. They damn sure will. Anywhere, you want, any place else you want to go NFL? Yeah, that's about it.
North Pole, get Santa in there.
Yeah, man.
Christmas game in the North Pole.
Oh, I mean, how genius is that right there?
Let the elves be the refs.
Y'all saw the stadium that they're trying to build in Saudi Arabia, right?
I didn't, but
Sky Stadium.
Wouldn't doubt it.
It's like a
soccer stadium.
The stadium
like
is actually
feet up, in the air.
Up
yeah.
high in the skyscraper.
Are you serious?
They want World Cup 2020, whatever the next one is after 2026.
Oh, they'll figure that out because how if you watch that documentary, the World Cup in Qatar was some raggedy ass stuff.
Yeah.
So they'll get it.
Yeah, AKA just all the money.
Yeah.
Just all the money to all the people.
That's
that need
the busiest and the coolest, one of the coolest airports I've ever seen. Mm. The Qatar airport, it was, I mean, just jumping all night long.
I know there's a lot that goes into all that for sure. But like one thing that I do think about with that you're talking about and the airport, I'm sure, and everything, like if you were an architect over there, that would be incredible. Can you imagine? Unlimited money. Whatever your mind could possibly come up with.
Come up with something.
Like, you know how high you have to be to think about putting a stadium at that? You know what we should do? Let's put it up there.
Is it like, really?
I think we could. Like, that's such a two dudes high in their dorm room thought.
Wow.
And no, that's actually just a Middle Eastern architect. They're going to build it up there because they've got.
Let's put a football stadium on a skyscraper, man.
Exactly. They've got an amount of money that we don't even know the word for. Like, it's not a trillion or whatever. It's more than that. It's all of the zeros that you've ever seen. So whatever they can dream up, they're going to build it. And they'll probably get an NFL game there.
Yeah, man. But still, they will get an NFL game. Yeah. But they'll have to, you know, play it all in a down month or whatever, down part of the year because it's 1,000 damn degrees over there.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
I think they should just play games in the
United States. And I will never, ever back off of that right there, that stance right there. It's cool that they're over there.
Cool.
I don't think they should be.
Yeah, exactly.
They're already doing a WrestleMania over there.
They actually should be playing right over here at Mercedes-Benz this Sunday.
It's cool, and I hope everybody that goes has an awesome time. I know Mike's over there sharing pictures. It looks like him and his wife are having a really good time. We've got some friends at church that made the trip that
are
going over there. Yeah, sounds awesome.
Okay.
It's an awesome fan experience if you can – you know, if you want to go to a city like that and you got the money to swing it, then that's great. I still think they should be playing down the road.
Yes.
I think that game should be right over there.
Yeah.
But they didn't ask me what I think. And every team will have one international game on their schedule in the next CBA, yes. I believe.
Yeah. I'm almost 100%
sure I think
sure
they'll go to 18 games, and one of those games will be played overseas in one way or the other. And maybe that's where that second bye comes in.
You blasphemy.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that completely.
Blasphemy.
Right, let's get to the big story of the day. It might be about that game. Brought to you by QC Kinetics. Non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
I have both. You know, I've done the week. You know, you go out there and you did a whole week down there and kind of you go through the process, you get acclimated. But this was back when it was a mandatory bye after.
Right.
Big difference. You know, I've done the three-day trip. Basically, what we're doing again, you go on the Thursday. You get down there and you kind of get there. It was to London, so it was a little shorter flight. So a little bit different in those aspects. You know, all the science people, you want to go spend the least amount of time as you can, you know, because there is no acclimation. And you don't want to get acclimated, especially when you're coming back to get involved and play. You know, all those things matter. So, like, we got a lot of smart people here, a lot of guys, like, put a lot of time into what's the best times, when do you want to go, how do you go. And then, obviously, there's some compromises met based on the things you got to do and the obligations that you have. And we did all those things. And, like, we're educating our players, you know, talking about hydration, obviously, is a big part of it when you're flying over there. You talk about the sleep schedule and how it should look when you get over there. You're talking about trying to keep them up when you do land.
Goodness gracious. It ain't that serious. It really ain't. It ain't that complicated. It really ain't, Andy. And you mean tell me you got scientists and all these players. It ain't that dead. Some people collect checks for nothing.
Can you imagine, like, you're a scientist, right? Yeah. Like you went.
And I'm not taking away nothing.
No, sure. Yeah, what they're doing is actually science, but I'm just saying that the team doesn't need it. Like, you're a scientist. You went to college. You went to extra college.
Yes.
You had to go forever. Yep. You're like top of your class. And now what do you do? I tell football players to drink water.
And go to sleep. And stay awake.
And go to sleep.
Come on, man. this is what I mean when we talk about these.
Sometimes I encourage them to have a Gatorade.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. It ain't that serious. All right. I mean.
It is amazing, though.
Wake your ass up and go play football.
What a business it's become. Like. That it has gotten to the level where there literally are a team of scientists that every team employs.
Yes.
That they don't just help them with when to sleep and drink water when they're in Germany.
No.
It's also like, hey, we don't want to practice very much.
Yes.
Make it sound like that's the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
And then they'll do that.
Yeah, our sports like we need to have the players on their feet for 25 minutes. Well, you know what? Your team is 3 and whatever, whatever. Maybe they wrong. Yeah, maybe they need to be out and practice a little bit longer.
Maybe they have terrible scientists.
Maybe. I don't know, man. Problem. But I mean, all this overblown nerd crap.
We haven't gotten to that point of the Falcons season yet.
God.
We got to the everyone's mad at Arthur Blank and Rich McKay portion of the season. We've gotten to Raheem's capri pants. There's a lot of stuff. We haven't gotten mad at the scientists yet.
Yeah, man.
Maybe that's this weekend.
That's just whatever.
Scientists not doing their jobs.
If your sleep schedule, the Falcons will not, if the Falcons lose on Sunday, it ain't going to be because of their damn sleep schedule and all that other crap.
I don't think so.
All right, it's not. Okay, so whatever, man.
It'll probably be because they can't run the ball very well.
They can't run the football, and if they get all the sleep and the rest and all the water in the world, that ain't going to make.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the problem is that there's no amount of sleep in the world that's going to make Matthew Bergeron's backup better than Matthew Bergeron. You know, J.D. Bertrand is going to be playing linebacker probably, and he's not very good at it.
Yeah, man.
They're probably going to take advantage of that.
But they need to take advantage of the fact is that they are the underdog. Maybe Colts are overlooking them. I doubt it. You know?
I doubt it.
I doubt it. But, I mean, they got to play, and we played the clip earlier.
I think I know how the Colts are looking at them. I think the Colts are looking at them as, all right, we can get right this weekend.
Get right.
Because we just had our worst performance of the year against Pittsburgh. Yep. We turned it over 6 times, and everything we had been doing wasn't working anymore.
And we're going against them.
We'll get back on schedule Sunday. That's how they're looking at it.
Yeah,
just like last week when we talked about the Patriots, we're like, they could win it. And it was like, and the Patriots are looking at it as we could be 7-2 at the end of the Sunday. And they were. And that's what the Colts are right now. They're 7-2.
They're a good team, man.
They're a good football team.
They're a very good football team.
Yeah, and look, this is what it, obviously you got to win the game on Sunday. That's the most important thing. Yes. But
no matter how by hook or crook, Andy.
as the losses pile up, like it starts to get into a different a different conversation surrounding this season, obviously. Now, you can win, and you can keep the Wolves away for another week, and that's what they need to do on Sunday. But if they don't, then it's okay. You start doing math, and the math gets real hard.
The math don't be math in favor of your team.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so you're in a situation where, I mean, every game to me is a must win. I mean, I don't believe in you can trick off a game, or I definitely don't believe in the dumbass phrases. They need a loot. They need a loss. You know, they're undefeated. And they need a loss.
Wouldn't it be a treat if someday we could have that conversation?
Oh man, they're winning too many games in a row.
They're too good.
Yeah, they're too good.
You know what they need is
they want to go to the playoffs with this long a win.
They're peaking at the wrong time.
Yeah, like get out of here.
God, I'd love a team that peaked. Every once in a while.
Just
they haven't peaked in 8 years.
Eight damn years, Andy.
Yep.
8 damn years. And so
just
I mean,
give me a peak.
Yeah.
A lot of valleys.
But I think I'll say it. Like, the game will be determined, in my opinion, how the first kick is. Because they're gonna have a three and out. They're gonna move the ball and they're gonna get in field goal range.
Sure.
How the first kick is approached by the Falcons.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying.
It would be beautiful if they could just score a touchdown on the first drive.
Yes.
Like, and that is allowed. I know they did it. I think they've done it once. They did it against Buffalo. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there was another game. Maybe Washington, possibly. Twice. Okay, they've done it twice. But, yeah, that would be great. That'd be great. Because that's really, to me, and we spend a lot of time talking about what the defense is going to have to do against that Colts offense. Understandably,
yes.
The Colts offense is really good. It all comes down to the run game.
Yes.
Like, if the Falcons' run game can be effective,
I mean, just
they can win the
game. They can beat anybody.
They can beat anybody.
Yes, if that's what I'm saying. If it's always the key number is Tyler Algiers at 10.
Their run game has been effective 3 times.
Yep.
You know how many wins they have?
Three.
3 wins.
Yep.
Their run game has not been effective 5 times, and that's how many losses.
And if that's the case, then Michael Penix has got to he's got to be able to throw the ball.
He's
got to be able to throw it.
That would change the the thought process.
Yes.
There is, if the run game's not good, maybe the quarterback could play great, and he hadn't played great.
No, he has not. Hey guys, today, join Dukes and Bell. They're at Buffalo's Cafe in Hiram as they get you set for Thursday night's football.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
They're going to be broadcasting live from 2 to 6 while enjoying all the great food and drinks at Buffalo's Cafe. Again, Dukes and Bell today at Buffalo's Cafe in Hiram.
Smokin' Joe Patrick will join us next. We'll obviously get his thoughts on a lot of what we were just talking about as the Falcons get ready to take on the Colts on Sunday morning. We'll get to the AMA at 1:40 as well. Thanks for being with us on a Trillville Thursday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.